The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf Chav Zayin, today's daf is being studied, the Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, or Hashem, to Nihanim ben Eden. Amen. Begin today's daf on Chav Vav Amud Bet. We are starting from the two dots towards the bottom. Amar Ula. Ilana Samukh Lemetzar. It's a tree that's close to the border. Betuch Shesh Esri Amma. That's within 16 Amma of the border of his friend. Reuven has a tree. It's 16 Amma close to Shimon's field. So the Gemara says, Gazlanhu. He's a gazlan, he's a thief. Why is he a thief? You have to see why. Ve'en mivim menu bikurim. And for that matter, you cannot bring the mitzvah bikurim, which is the first fruits. You cannot bring fruits from such a tree that it is within 16 amma of his friend. Rashi says, gazlanu, it's all the way up. Shiyonek misdeh havero. Because when you have 16 amma, the roots underground go into the other guy's field, and they're nourishing from somebody else's field. So you're stealing from somebody else's field. You're taking his nourishment. Ve'en mivin memenu bekurim, en sarich leavi memenu bekurim, deba'inan asher tavi me'artzecha. And you bring Bikurim, it says, Asher Tavi Me'artzecha. It's got to come from your land. And this is not your land. This is coming from somebody else's land. Okay, so that's his deed over here. Now we got to see, where did Ula learn this 16 Amma rule from? So the Gemara says, Minna le li'ula ha. How does he know this? Tosfot has a different interpretation. Tosfot says Gazlanu ve'en mivim memenu bekurim pirush rach mishum de'en mivim gezel al gabei mizbeach. It says stam, stolen goods. So things that are stolen cannot be brought in the mizbeach. Shnei emar ani Hashem sone gazel ba'ola uchti ve'avetem gazul. Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, where does he know this from? Minalan, minale le'ulaha, ilema midetnan. Maybe he knows it from a Mishnah regarding the Shemitah. Eser neti'ot amfuzarot betoch bet se'ah. You have 10 saplings, 10 small trees. Those are called neti'ot. Amfuzarot betoch bet se'ah, that are scattered within a field that's called a bet se'ah. How big is a bet se'ah? Bet se'ah is 2,500 square amot. So it's a big field. We have 10 saplings spread out in that area. So the deen is horshin kol bet se'ah b'shvilam ad Rosh Hashanah. So the deen is, in the Shemitah, you're not allowed to plow. The rabbis made gezerot already from before Shemitah. Also, you have to stop, because certain things, if you do before the Shemitah, will benefit you in the Shemitah. However, es netiot, these small trees, they need the whole field in order to maintain them. So the rabbis were lenient. It's a halacha l'Moshe Sinai that you're allowed to plow the whole field, the whole bet se'ah, Because if you're not going to plow the whole field, the saplings will die. So they didn't make any gezerot. You're allowed to plow it even from Erev Shemitah up until Shemitah. Not only, normally maybe a regular tree can only plow under the tree itself, just to maintain the tree, but you cannot plow the whole area next to it. But by 10 saplings, you can plow the whole field. Look at that sheet. Esen neti'ot mefuzarot bebet se'ah. Le'orko l'ruchbo kodam b'sheveh. They're all equidistant from each other. Yonkot mikol bet se'ah. They nourish from the entire bet se'ah. V'chulam sarich lahim. They need the whole field. U'mutal le'chorsho erif shevi'it ad Rosh Hashanah. So you're allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. She'alakha le'moshim m'sinayu. U'bet se'ah 50 amma al 50 amma. Right? It's 50 by 50. That's the shi'ur. שחצר המשכן קרוי בית סתיים והוא מאה על חמישים. Okay, so therefore, like we said, it's 2,500 square feet. So now Gemara says, כמה אבו להו? How much is this שיעור? תראה אלפין וחמש מאה גרמידי. Okay, so you have 2,500 אמה in this place. לכל חד וחד כמה מטלה, to each tree, how much is each tree benefiting from? So 10 trees, so therefore each equidistant from each other, מתן וחמשים, so 250 square amma. Now how much is 250 square amma? What's the shi'ur of a box that's 250 square amma? What is it, 10 by 10, 12 by 12, 13 by 13? What's the shi'ul? So the Gemara says, if you're going to go with that, halo haveh, it's not going to be the 16 amma. According to Ula, he says 16 amma. That's the shi'ul that a tree nourishes from. But if I put a tree in a box of 250 square amma, how much is it going to equal? So look at Ashi. As he says, "Halo avi kede ula." The shiur ula nafish. Ula's shiur is bigger. The amar ilan yonek shesh esrei lechol sad. Hare lamid bet al lamid bet. Right, that would be a box of 32 by 32, meaning put the tree in the middle. Right, it's your next 16 this way, 16 that way, 16 up, 16 down. So you'd have a box of 32 by 32. That's the shi'ul of Ula. עשי מהם רצועה אחת של אמה רוחב כאשר עשיתי בבית סאה תפסה של אלף וכף דלת אמה. What's 32 by 32? How many square amma is that? 1,024. 32 times 32. 1,012. That's the square footage, amarage of Ula. Okay? שאני יש כאן 32 מצוות כל אחד ואחד לבית אמה. Okay, and over here, what's the footage of 250 amma by 250 amma, a square amma, what would that come out to be? That would come out to be, if you want to get the, something like that. That would be, what's the shi'ur? Right, so he says, according to this, 250 amma, that would be a box that's 15.8 amma. So therefore, if it's 15.8 amma across, instead of 32, so basically each tree spreads out about eight to each side. Which means here we're saying it's 32. 16. So that cannot be his source. Because here it's Mashmah, this tree spread out 8 to each side. Which would have a box of 15 by 15, let's say, altogether, as opposed to 32 by 32. So therefore the Gemara says, that cannot be his source. So what is his source? So the Gemara says, where is his source? Ve'ela medetnan, from the following Mishnah. Shelosha ilanot. you have three trees, not saplings. Now we're talking about three mature trees. Shel gimal bnei adam, that belong to three different people. Hare elu mitztarfim. So these trees combine with each other if they're on a certain shi'ura field. Ve'horshin kol betze'a b'shvilav. What is this talking about? Rashi. Bottom Rashi on Chafa. Ela mitetan shalosha ilanot. Gedolim. Like I said, adult, mature trees. Shiyunkim yoter minanitiot. Adult tree is your neck. Nourishes, needs more field to nourish from. Ubefuzarim bebetze'a. We learned 10 saplings in a betze'a, but 3 adult trees also in that shoot, if they're equidistant from each other. Even though they don't belong to the same guy, they belong to 3 separate people. Mitztarfim liyot sadeh ilan velachrosh kol bet se'ah bishvilam erev shivrit ad atzeret. In that case, he'd be allowed to plant the whole field because each tree needs a lot of area to nourish from, and 3 of them you'll be able to plow the whole field until Shavuot. Kedin sadeh ilan. That's the law. But Shemitah, the law is a field of trees, you're allowed to plant until Shavuot of the year before Shemitah, before Rosh Hashanah. The imlaav en chorshin, ela kol achad kedet zorko. Now, if let's say it was not put in such a place, such a an area, you'd only be allowed to plant or plow underneath the tree itself. But you would not be allowed to plow the whole field around it. Da'ainu tahtav v'chutzalo kimlo ora. You'd only be allowed to plant a small circle around the tree. That's the shi'ur kimlo ora. The amount of you have a picture of that. That's the amount where a person would stand under the tree with his basket. Kimlo ora is the shi'ur of standing outside the tree with his basket. Look at picture number 415, which means if it was just a regular standing tree, you draw a circle around the tree where a guy puts his basket, let's say, to pick his fruit. Right, and the standing place also. So that area would be kimlo ora. Right, that's what normally he would be allowed to do. But since he's in an area over here, 3 trees in this big field over here, and these trees need the whole field, so then he's allowed to plow the whole field until the Shavuot before the Shemitah. Kedin sadeh ilav v'imlav, en chorshim ela kol achad kedet zorko, da'anu tahtav v'utzalo kimlo ora, v'sov v'ashar av yisdeh adlavam, en chorshim oto ela ad ha'pesach. There's rules. Trees you're allowed to plant until Shavuot. Other fields you can only plant until Pesach. We're not going into all the dinim of Shemitah. But this field over here, since it needs, these trees need the surrounding areas to nourish. And if you're not going to plow the surrounding areas, the tree is going to die. So therefore they allowed you to plow the field around it. So you have 3 adult trees in a shi'ud of 2,500 square amma, equidistant from each other. Okay, by small trees, it's 10 saplings and 2,500. You can plow the whole field. By big trees, it's 3 trees. Even though they're owned by 3 different people, it doesn't matter. You can plow the whole field until the until Atzeret. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Midetnan, reading again. Shilosha ilanot shilosha b'nei adam. Hare elu mistarfin. You can count them together. V'chorshin kol bet se'ah. Bishvilan. Okay, so now we have to figure out 3 trees. So each tree is going to be in a box of what? Kama havodehu tre alfe vehe me'ager midi. Okay, we know that. It's 2,500 square amma. That's a betze'a. Lechol had kama matile. How much is each tree going to have? Tamne me'a utlatin utlata vetilta. So 833 and a third. Okay, that's how many amma each one of the 3 trees. Because you're dividing 2,500 square amma equally into 3. So that will get you to 833 amma and a third. Oh, how much is that going to be? So the Gemara says, how much amma? No, a square, how much is going to be amma by amma? Akati, the Gemara says, Nefishile de'ula. It's more than ula. Because the calculation of that will come out to, look at Rashi, kama mati lechol had, ma'anach ilanot, tatlag v'tilta. Tatlag is 833 and a third. Akat in efishu shesh se amma, de'ula, de'havi elef echad. That's right. Ula is 1,024 square amma. Right? We said 16. Put the tree in the middle. Go 16 this way. Go 16 that way. 16 this way. 16 that way. So you have a box of 32 by 32. 32 by 32 is 1,024 amma. Here it's, so that's the shoot that a tree nourishes from. Now you're telling me it's over 833. So then it's a different... a shi'ur. So ulaz is more than this over here. This would be more like 14 and a half or something like that. So that's not the shi'ur. Ulaz could not have derived it from there. So Kazi Gevoran says, the ulaz, Kazi Gevoran says, lo dak. Ulaz wasn't it's exact. So he said 16. That's not 16. It's 14 and a half. So he was, no, you can't do that. You can't be lodak like that. Why? Normally, you want to be mahmir, you can give me a non exact number. Lekula lodak mi amrina. But to be lenient, do you say lodak? Because here you're telling me the shi'ur of is really now 14 and a half. Right? And you're coming to tell me, no, I'm being more lenient. I'm giving you 16 to tell me you're patur from Bikurim. Which means according to the shi'ur, the shi'urim of a tree go out 14 and a half amma. Right? We said 833, so it's 14 and a half by 14 and a half. Within 14 and a half, it's considered in your area. More than 14 and a half already, it's going into somebody else's. Right? So the shoot is 14 and a half. That's Mahmir. You're coming and tell me, 16. The shoot is 14 and a half. You don't give me a shi'ur without being precise. L'kula. But I mean, more Mahmir, give me more Mahmir. But you tell me, you put two for Bikurin at 16. But you're a Gazlan already at 16. What do you mean? The shi'ur is already 14 and a half. You're being Mekel? You can't be Mekel by saying Lodak. So that cannot be it. So it's stuck. Ula, where did you get this shi'ur of 16? That a tree nourishes from 16 amma. We're still searching. Gemara says, mi savart biribu'a ka amrinan. You thought Ula, when he gave his shi'ur, he was talking in a square? No, he wasn't talking in a square. We always calculate it, make a square, 16, 16, 32 by 32, but it's not so, because if you put a tree in the middle, the alachson, the diagonal, is more than 16. So therefore, it's not a square. Because you tell me 16, so a diagonal is going to be more than 16. So therefore, he says, he calculated it, bi'igula ka'amrinan. He calculated it in a circle. Oh. Which means the footage that he gave, or the amaz that he gave, was in a circle. You have a circle, but the same thing. Put the tree in the middle. Over there now, it's got 16 amma shi'ur. What does that mean? Mechdi, let's analyze. Kama meruba yotira la'igul. Okay, we saw this in Arubin. This is the pi r square. How much is a square bigger than a circle? So the Gemara says, Rabia, by a quarter. Which means, just to review the math, if a square is 4, so then the circle is 3. The radius of a circle, radius is half the diameter, so the radius of a circle would be twice one side of the square. Okay? So, with that shi'ur, that's where they get the... so therefore, two radius equals one side of the square. No, half. The half of the half of the half of the side. The radius equals the radius of a circle is half the size of the one side of the square. Using that math, it'll come out that the square is bigger than the circle by a quarter. Now, once you know that, Ula was talking in a circle, not in a square. So what does that do for you? So the Gemara says, Rashi, actually Rashi, Begula ka'amar. Begula ka'amar. Shekosi Rav Yonek Shishasre, Vainu Begula, Dinu Birabiya, Nimsak Neda Alakson, Yotam Shisra Amma. Right, it cannot be a square, because a square, you'll have Alakson, the diagonal is more than 16. Ula only said 16. Bekama Miruba Yotra Laigul Rabiya. Also now, let's go analyze. In a square, what would it be? 1,024. Right? 32 by 32. What's a quarter less than 1,024? So she says, Dal Rabia Me'elif Vechav Dalid. Take a quarter away from 1,024, which was your square Amma in a square, like we said. Pashidu Tashsah Amot. Tashsah, what, 768 Amma Berochav Amma Akati. Okay, now so that 768, you still got a problem because you're not 833. At 833. Because the Mishnah said, how much does a tree nurture from? For the Shemitah law, three trees and 2,500 Amma, each tree is in a box of 833. So 833, we said, is like 14 and a half by 14 and a half. You're giving me a shoe. Oh, so we don't, it's not 1,024. It's in a circle. Oh, it's in a circle. You're still out. You're still not there. Now you're 768. 768 is 65. Right. It's not 833. It's not 833. It's minus 65. Exactly. You're short 65. And that's going to be a different shi'ud. Which means you're still not 16. You still don't have 16.
Not
it's not precise. Your shi'ud is not precise with the shi'ud of the Mishnah. It's closer than 1,024, but it's still not the shi'ud of what we're looking for. So the Gemara says, so Gemara says the numbers now. Mechti. Kama miruba yotra laigu rabia. Pashalihu zayin meot vishitin vitimanya. You end up with 768. Akati pashle palga de amta. You're still off by half an amma. Because according to this calculation, you're off a half amma. Why? Because he said 16. But really the shi'ud of 833 would be 16 and a half. Whatever. So you're 16 and a half.
In a cube.
16 and a half. 833, the Mishnah is 833. So how much would that be? That would be 16 and a half. By 16 and a half. So, and he said 16. So we're still not there. But what we gained over here is that now he's saying less. He's being mahmir. And the shi'ud is 16 and a half, and he put it 16. That's not a problem. If you want to tell me now, lo dak,
that works.
I don't have a problem. It'd be more mahmir than the shi'ud. So the Gemara says, haynu de lo dak. Okay, good. So it wasn't precise. Ul humra lo dak. And it was not dak, the humra. Which means the shi'ud that we say that it goes into somebody else's field is really 16 and a half. He came along and said, after he already Mahmoud fought by 16. Okay, Mahmoud by 16, that's good. He wasn't exact, it's really 16 and a half, but he cut it even earlier. So therefore, that's what we're coming at. So therefore, when Ula made his statement of a tree nurtures from 16, where did he get this from? He was talking about, it really came from this Mishnah. Three trees, adult trees, and a Betze'ah, for the Shemitah law that you can plant up until Shavuot. Each tree is in a radius, is in a square amma of how much? 833, which is 16 and a half by 16 and a half. Ah, but he said 1024. He said 16. No, he wasn't talking about a square. He was talking about in a circle. So therefore you go back to 768. Okay, but 768 is still not 16 and a half. It's 16. It's not 16 and a half. And lo dak. And lo dak lechumrah. So it works out. As imprecise, but it's okay to be imprecise if you're going to be mahmir. Now we just go back to Ula's deen. Now we figured out the mathematics side of it. Now the Gemara goes, Tashema Akone Ilan Vekarkao. Okay, a guy buys a tree and the karka, the land under the tree. Mevi Vekore. So you bring Bikurim, the first fruit, and you're able to make the reading. There's a reading that you do when you bring the Bikurim that talks about how you're bringing the fruit from your land. Well, since you brought the land, so you could say that I brought from my land. Now it says, you bought a tree and karka. Doesn't say how much karka you brought. So you bought my love, koshu. Sounds like even if you bought a small parcel of land. So you see what? No. You don't even need 16. You don't need anything. Which means, even a drop, even one amma,
a sliver
of land you bought. Even though the roots are going into somebody else's field. So you see, Ola's deen is not so. So the Gemara says, lo, yudvav amma. It's talking about where you bought a parcel of land, that's 16 amma. So therefore it's nurturing from only your land. But in the kind of view, by anything less than 16 amma, you cannot bring the Bikurim, because it's being nurtured by somebody else's land. And it can be, even though it's not the shi'ur, but it says karka means that. Look at Rashi. Hakone, one liner. My love called shu, chutzta of yoshil ilan the kosat. By koshu, besides the tree. I mean, just the shi'ur of the tree and a little around it. No, you really need the tree plus 16. Comes the Gemara and says, Tashema. Kana shne ilanot betoch shel havero. A guy bought two trees in his friend's field. There you bring Bikurim, but you're not able to read the recitation of Bikurim. Why? Because we have a rule that when you buy two trees and you don't stipulate about the land, stam, we assume that the land was not sold to you. Three trees, you could assume the land was sold to you even without stipulating. But two, no. So therefore, you buy two trees, you bring the Bikurim, but you don't make the recitation. Hashlosha mevi vekore. But if you bought three trees, then already, not only could you bring the Bikurim, but you can be kore, and say that it's your field. Look at Rashi, just to get the case. Hakone shne ilanot betoch shel havero mevi v'eno kore. The Kaman, later on, Tenan, v'mocher et ha-sefina, ha-mocher shte ilanot ha-havero. A guy sold two trees to his friend. Velo pidesh lo karka. Velo pidesh lo. He didn't talk about the field. Karka. Lo kana karka. He did not call it the karka. Ela kana. Aval. Kana shlosha. But if you buy three, even without stipulating, kana karka. Lafa pish lo pidesh. Hilka kabe bekurim name. So now we talk about bekurim. Kabe shti ilanot mevi ve'eno kore. Delo matzina namar pri adama shenatatali. You can't see the land that I got hashlosha the kana karka mevive kore, but three the karka comes with it. My lab mishum the kana karka meat. It doesn't say how much karka you bought. It says even if you bought a small amount. Gemara answers again. Hashlosha mevive kore. My lab kol shu lo. Hachana miyud vav amma. Same answer. Talking about we have 16 amma, because otherwise it's going to be nurturing from your friend's field. That's going to be gezer, and then you would not be allowed to bring. At all. Look, comes the Gemara and says, Tashema.
16 around each tree.
16 around each tree, in order to satisfy Ula. Look, no. Mishum de Kanashit se amas haviv kol echad around each tree. So that's why you're able to bring the Bikurim. Again, the same thing. Once you have the Karka, you can bring in Kore, because you have no problem. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Tashema. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Karka Kolshu, God's Karka Kolshu. He has a small parcel of land he owns. Hayav bepe'ah. Okay, first deen. It's Hayav in pe'ah. What's pe'ah? You have to leave the corners. So long as there's a corner. Yeah, as opposed to having one hita. One hita, there's no pe'ah. You just take it for yourself. But if you have a little parcel of land where you can just leave a corner for the aniyim, there's no shi'ud. Even a tiny corner, you got to leave that for the aniyim. Ube bikurim. Right there's the question. Bikurim. Even a small parcel of land, yeah, hayav. It's not 16. So it's just a nurture from somebody else's land. Vechodvin alav. Well, it has to be trees on it. Bikurim. Vechodvim alav perosbol. And you write a perosbol on it. What's the din of perosbol? Let's review the laws. From the Torah law, Shemitah comes. All debts are cleared. Correct? Anybody that owes you money does not have to pay. Once the Shemitah comes, it clears all debts. This law applies only when the Shemitah applies. When the Shemitah karka, the Shemitah kesafim. When there's no Shemitah karka, there's no Shemitah kesafim. Minat Torah. Mm-hmm. Today, bizman hazeh, there's no Shemitah karka deoraita. Why? Because there's no yovel. So therefore, since there's no yovel, well, that's the real point. When there's no yovel, Shemitat karka we have today, but there's no yovel. The din of Shemitat kesafim only applies when there is a yovel. But when there's no yovel, Shemitat kesafim is only derabbanan. So today, when Shemitah comes, you have a rabbinical law, clear the debts. Once it's rabbinical, Hillel came along, and he saw that people are not lending money, because they know the Shemitah is going to come, they're going to clear their debts, they don't get involved in that. So Hillel made a takana called a prosbol. Right? The prosbol says what? That you're taking all your debt that's owed to you, and you're transferring it to Bet Din. Torah says, you cannot collect, but Bet Din can collect. That was his takana. Now, when you make a takana, you make a takana on loans that are prevalent. Normal loans. A normal loan is that I lend money to somebody that has karka. So it's guaranteed. But you don't usually lend money to somebody without karka. Because then it's not, you don't have a place to collect it from. So therefore the law is, in order to qualify to make a prosbol, you have to own karka. Which means, not you have to own karka. The borrower has to own karka. Okay, that's the tekanava. So therefore when it says, karka kolshu for pe'ah, karka kolshu for bikurim, karka kolshu for tekanat prosbol. Meaning, if the guy that you lent money to has no property in the world, so you cannot make a prosbol, then you're stuck. So what you do is you give him a piece. You makne him a piece of your property, so now he owns something, so therefore that you could save your debt. Okay, but that's the technicalities. Now read the bottom Rashi, we'll speak this all out. Prosbol. Teran b'masechet gittin. Hillel teken prosbol. Shira'a shenimne'u ha'am melehalvot mepnei ha-shivir'it ha-meshametet ve'ovrim al mat shekatuv v'sham melecha. Which is asud. They saw the people stop lending money. And you're not allowed to stop lending money. It's a mitzvah to lend. Amad v'tkin takana shelo teshamet shiyem moseh shtarotav lebet din v'chotev alehem prosbot v'zeh gufo shel prosbot moser ani lachem ploni uploni adayanim shememko ploni shekol chov shiyesh li etz ploni sheegbenu ko zman shelce v'tu lo meshamet edeshifayin delo karine ben lo yigos. He's not claiming his money. Ela betin. It's talking about the shemitah bezman hazeh today is drabanan. Because that's the halva. It's not such a common loan. The bistama in Adam somech ela al karka love. When I lend money because I know you have karka. So you only make a tekana on prevalent items. So therefore, you have a karka culture, you can make a prosbol. Also, that's the question. The Gemara has a question. Now, what else does it does a parcel of land do for you? V'niknin eman nechasim she'en le'em achalayut. That we learned the Masechet Kiddushin. How do I buy metaltelin? Meshicha. I want to buy a cup, glass, whatever it is. You got to make meshicha. Kesef is not kone. However, if let's say I have a property that I'm buying, property I can buy with kesef. Karka nekneh bekesef shtar hazaka. Now, when I make the kinyan on the karka, I can also be kone. I can also be movables also. That's called kinyan agav. Agav the karka, I can be kone, let's say, metaltelin as well. How big does the karka have to be to make this kinyan of karka to be to draw the metaltelin with it? Even it costs you. Okay? So those are let's review the four laws. Pe'ah, bikurim, perosbol, and kinyan agav. Okay, that's v'niknin ema, top line. V'niknin ema, and you could acquire with it nechasim she'en lahem acharayut. Metaltelin. Okay? Look at the top. Rashi Detnan bekiddushin. Nechasim she'en lahem acharayut. That's metaltelin. Niknin im nechasim she'yesh lahem acharayut. That's karka. Bekesef, b'shtar u'chazaka. Shametaltelin in niknin ela b'meshicha. Vekarka niknit bekesef. V'imachal lo karka u'metaltelin yachad. Once you pay for the karka, or you gave off the shtar, or you made a hazakah on the karka, oh, but here's the question. Katani miya, partial quotation. Karka called shu'aya bebikurim. Vekatzal kadatach bikure ilan. We're talking about a tree. Tree said 16. Hey, what happened to Yehuda? So the Gemara says, "Achame askinan bechite." Ah, this is wheat, different item. This is talking about wheat. Now, wheat is hayav bekurim because it's one of the seven fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so wheat are different. Why? Wheat don't travel. Trees roots travel out. Wheat goes down, goes straight down. So therefore, wheat, even a koshu, a little koshu thing, wheat goes down. So for hayav bekurim. Ah, well, ah, what about trees? Trees, the roots go 16 amma. Daika name diktani kolchihu shma minna. Right. And I'll prove it to you that's supposed to be talking about wheat. Because the lashon of is karka kolchihu. Now, what would that prove? Right, the only thing that can grow on a kolchihu is a wheat. Wheat is a very thin item. So it must be he was talking about wheat. Okay, good. Tashema. New story. Can't fit a tree on a kolchihu? Tashema, ilan, you have a tree. Miksato be'aris, miksato be'chusta aris. It's on the border. Half the tree is in Israel, half the tree is outside. Tebel ve'cholin me'uravin ze bazeh devrei Rabbi. Now you have in this one tree, in the fruit, you have tebel and cholin. On the Israel side, yechayav and ma'aser, terumot. On the Chutz La'aretz side, nothing. So in this one fruit over here, mixed in it, is tebel, because you didn't take to the Ma'aser yet, and holy, it's all in the fruit. Okay? Nafkamina, you have Hayuv and Ptur in the all the same, in the same fruit, at the same time. Now, we know a law in Terumot Ma'asrot, you're not allowed to take from something that's Hayav on something that's Patur, or taking from something that's Patur on something that's Hayav, which means this fruit itself, and the whole fruit, it's mixed in it, Tebel and Hudin. So you're going to have to take your Terumot and Ma'asrot from something that definitely is Hayav in Ma'aseb. It's going to be a question, because this is half the fruit is Patur, half the fruit is Hayav. So, and it's all mixed in there. You don't know which half is the Patur one, or which is the Hayuv one. It's all in there. You'll see. Devrei Rabbi. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rabban Shimon says, no, you split the fruit. Hagadir b'hayuv hayav. Hagadir b'ptur p'tur. Which means you split the fruit. The half of the fruit that's on the Israel side is hayav. And half the fruit on the... split the fruit in half. Which means he holds the concept of berera. Berera is, I could say, that half the fruit is hodin and half the fruit is tebel. Ad kano perigi ila the morsavar yesh berera or morsavar en berera. The machlok between these two rabbis is what? Do you split and say that the half that I took retroactively is hodin and this half that I took was truma? So according to the second shita, which is what? Rabban Shimon Gamliel, yeah, you can say berera. You can split and say the hodin is on this side and the Terumah is on that side. Whereas according to the B, in Berera, every piece that you're taking now has in it both Hodin and Tebet. Okay, then we accept that. Let's just look at Rashi for a second. Me'oravim ze beze, she'en subchim ala Berera lehaleko lehatsa'in. Ve'lomah, she'lesad ha'aretz chayimim she'lesad chos peturim. Good. Aval, gadel beftur, devrei hakol petur. Good. But everybody agrees that if it grows biftur, if you go in Chutz La'aretz, it's patur. What do you mean? 16 amma, the roots go underneath into Israel, so it's nurturing from Israel. So we have half on this side, half on that side. It's mashba. Do you say the whole thing is mixed in there? Do you could just split it? Oh, it's mahalokin. But bottom line, let's say it was all in Chutz La'aretz. Everybody will say, you're patur from Terumat Masa. Why? The roots go underneath the ground. It's being nurtured from Israel. I, Ola, you told me 16 Amma, you have nourishment. The Chara should be Hayav.
You should be Hayav everything then, because you're still drawing nourishment if you go that way.
Oh, Sheila.
Must be going after the
Yidur. 100%. So look what the Gemara says. Hacha b'maskina demafsik tsunma. It's talking about we have a rock underneath the ground. So the roots cannot get into...
In both
hands. Right.
Supposed to do that.
The rock cannot get into Eretz Yisrael. Which means, if you're totally in Chutz La'aretz, the roots are going to be blocked by the rock underneath the ground. Oh. So the Gemara says, Iyache, mai ta'ama de Rabbi. So then what's the reason of Rabbi then? If there's a rock underneath the ground, why is it half terumah and half chodin? If there's a rock, so... which means... It should be split. Which is, you know what side? The part that grew on Eretz Yisrael side. And that we're not worried about the roots now. I'm looking at the fruit, right? So half the tree is here and half the tree is there. So the Chavarah, you should be able to split it. The side on Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. The side, because the roots already are being blocked. So you're not telling me that it's being unique from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore you can't split the fruit. Why did the Rabbi say everything's mixed inside? If the roots are being blocked, the chaura, you should agree to the bunch of Gamaliel. It says the hadre arbe. What happens? They get mixed again, which means when it goes up from the roots, okay, over the rock, outside exposed. So now already both sides again get mixed up. The trunk, let's say, is on both sides, right? The trunk is half on there, but the roots are only on one side. Okay, you can't separate the trunk. The trunk is half here, half there. So now, when the roots are that are one side being blocked, it goes up. But then, once it gets into the tree, so now it already mixes again in the trunk, and now the fruit gets both sides. Again, Ashi, the mafsik sunma beemsa shel Hashim she'en shnei tzadim yichodim linag ze mize. Right. Also, Hashim learning that where's the tsunma? That the tsunma is a rock that's blocking the roots. How's it blocking the roots? But when it was in Chutz La'aretz, when it's in Chutz La'aretz, it's totally blocked. You have a picture of that, Stan? Got another picture of that.
449?
Yep. You have a picture of 4... No, we're coming to that. Yeah, 444. 444, you see where the rock is? The rock is in between the two roots. You have a tree. Half of it is in Eretz Yisrael, half of it is in Chutz La'aretz. Okay? The rock underneath the ground is right in the middle of the tree, so therefore the roots are really separate. So if the roots are really separate, according to Rabbi, the stuff on Eretz Yisrael should be totally tevel, and the stuff on Chutz La'aretz should be totally chulin, which means
why it's mixed.
So the answer is, because you're on the bottom, it's separate. But once the roots go up the trunk, they mix again. Understand? They're mixing in the trunk. Once mixing in the trunk, so now you have stuff on both sides again. So therefore the whole fruit is mixed. Good? So comes again what says. So what's the machlok between the bee and the bachram gamliel? Mor sabar avira mebalbel, or mor sabar ayle chodekae, ayle chodekae. Okay. Rabbi holds the air, once it gets up above ground, mixes the both sides together, therefore the whole fruit becomes mixed. And the other shita says, no, avira mebalbel, this goes up this side, this goes up that side, and each side is separate, therefore you're able to split the fruit. The side of Eretz Yisrael is Teva, and the side of Eretz Yisrael is Chulin. Okay, no problem. Gemara says, now we Gemara has a question. The shesh is le'amma ve'tula. You tell me only 16 amma, not more? You tell me roots only go 16 amma? We know it goes much more. Ve'atenan, marhikini ta'ilam min abor, chafe amma. Didn't we learn already? From a bor, you have to be marhika 25 amma. That means roots already travel 25 amma. So why you tell me they only travel 16 ula? So Amar Abaye Mizal Tuva. They go a lot. Azle Achushe lo mechashe ela ad 16 amma tefe lo mechashe, which means the 16 amma that's going to benefit from the tree nourishment is in 16. So therefore, as long as it goes 16, so you still know it's still nourishes you. After 16, it doesn't draw back from the tree. Now it'll weaken a board. It'll break a board. 25 amma, the roots are going to break the board, the wall of the board. But we're discussing going to be nourishment. Once it's more than 16, it's not a problem of nourishment. More, which means if let's say it's on your field 16 amma, yeah, but it's going to the other guy's field. Doesn't matter anymore. It's not nourishing from that. That's too far. It's too far from the tree. Right? But the board will damage it. Look at that. Which means it won't nourish from his friend's field after 16. Okay? Comes Gemara and says, Ki atar avdimi amar. When Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Ba'ami ne Eretz Lakish mir Yohanan. Eretz Lakish had a question from Yohanan. Ilan asamuch lemetzar betuch yidvav amma. Our case. Ilan, that's close to his friend's border, within 16. Mau, Amar le Gazlanu. It's a Gazlan. Ve'en mivim memenu bikurim. You can't bring bikurim from such a tree. Ki ata ravin, we have a different version. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Ehad Ilan asamuch lemetzar. Ve'ehad Ilan anote, whether it's a tree that's close to the border, or a tree that's hanging over the border of his friend, mivim vikore. Wow. How can mivim vikore? That's a condition that Yeshua ben Nun made when they divided the land, that people should not be makpid on such a thing. But it's not gezel. Hadush of Rabbanan against Ula. According to this, he says, "No, you're right. I planted 6 feet away from my friend's field. Bring bikurim. It's growing. It's nourishing." When Yeshua settled the land, they made certain rules. One of the rules was, if this happens, you're not makpid. You'll be mohel. And therefore, it's not gezel. Therefore, you don't need the 16 rule. You don't need just so it's on your side. Okay. Let's go one step further. Let's just go to the next Mishnah, at least. Ilan shu notel lesne havero. Okay, this can happen. You have a tree that's overhanging into your friend's field. Okay, you'll see that in the pictures over here.
But you want to see that picture?
Yeah, 448. You see how you have a field over here? You have a tree? So the tree is overhanging. Okay? So what are you supposed to do over here? Kotzetz melo hamarda. So you can cut what's on your side, the shi'ur of the marda. See the marda, does that stick that he uses in the plowing? So if he lifts the marda up, right, the shi'ur of the marda, that's how high he can cut the overhang. Okay? Even though it's still overhanging in his field, but so long as you have a shi'ur, where if you lift the marda, that stick of the plowing, you lift it up, so you can clear that whole area out. Okay? Mm-hmm. But you see, you're still having overhang.
You can clear it all.
But you can't cut the guy's whole tree down. So long as you clear out the marda's worth up, you're okay. Al gabe amahrisha. Okay, by the plowing. That's the plowing. Ubeharubu b'shikma. But if it's a harub and a shikma, which are very big trees, leafy trees, keneged hamishkalot. Wow. Oh, what's keneged hamishkalot? Mishkalot is the plumb line. You know mishkalot? That's the when they want to make a wall straight, they take a weight and they drop it down, right, with lead, to make sure that the wall is straight. So look what they're doing over here, in 449. 449, you take the plumb line to find out your border, right, where your line is, and you're able to cut off the whole area.
The whole overhang.
Because these harub and shikma are very, very dense, very big. So therefore, you can cut the whole thing off. Okay? Beta shilachin. Now what's a beta shilachin? Beta shilachin is a type of field that needs irrigation. It doesn't sustain itself on the rains. It needs more than the rains. Beta shilachin, kol ha'ilan keneged ha'mishkalot. Oh, because there the shade is no good for the field. I need sun. So therefore, you can cut the whole thing. Keneged ha'mishkalot, keneged the plumb line. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says, marda melamed bakar. Okay, that's the item that guides the bakar. You can do that. The shade of these two trees are very dense, so therefore, whatever's in his field, that's the builder's plumb line. On a bet shidachin, even if it's not a haruv or shikma, kotzes kenegad the meshkalot shehatzel ra' lebet shidachin, because the shade is bad for those fields. Abba Shaul says, kol ilan srak kenegad the meshkalot. He says, any tree that's a barren tree, that's not a fruit tree, you go according to the meshkalot. Meshkalot means up to the plumb line, up to your body, you can take the whole thing down. So the Gemara says, "Ibayelu, Abba Shaul aresha kae or asefa kae." Abba Shaul, are you going back on the first part of the Mishnah or the second part of the Mishnah? All he says is what? On an ilan srak, on a non-fruit tree, you go the whole thing according to the plumb line, according to the border. What's the question? Look at Rashi. Aresha kae damar tanakama kotzets melo marda. Right? Tanakama said, on your side, you can go a mardah's worth. Afilu ilan srak. And any type of tree. Chutz meharuv v'shikma. Except for the haruv. The only trees that you're able to go to the border, according to the Kama, is haruv v'shikma. And Abba Shaul maybe was coming along and saying, no, any tree, you can go up to the border. So he's being mekel on the Kama. The Kama, you only said you go up to the border on the dense trees, the shikma and the haruv. And maybe Abba Shaul saying, no, kol ilan, you can go up to the boy. That's kula. What's the next one? Or asifakai. The kamar tarakama kol ailan kenegad mishkalot. On a bet shilachin, he let you go to the border, right? Ve'afidu ilan ha'osei perot, even a fruit tree. And to that, Abbasul saying no. On a bet shilachin, only barren trees you can go up to the line, but not fruit trees. So if he's going on the sefa, he's being more mahmir. Again, Tanakh Masr, on Beit HaShelachim trees, on fields where you need sunlight, any tree up to the border. And maybe that's what Tanakh, that fruit trees, regular trees. And that's what Abba Shul say. No, not fruit trees. Only Ilan Esrak. So he's being more mahmir than Tanakh Kama. So Gemara says, I'll tell you how to answer it. Tashema, Netanya. Beit HaShelachim. He's going to get the answer, clearly. Beit HaShelachim. What does Abba Shul say? Abba Shul Omer, Kol HaIlan כנגד המשקלות מפני שהצל רע לבית השלחים. So clearly, Abba Shaul agrees to Tarakama. When it comes to Beit HaShelachim, every tree, shade is bad, cut the whole side of your border. Shmach mina, aresha ka'esh, shmach mina. Must be that Abba Shaul was going back on the resha. The Tarakama only was mekel on the shikma tree and the harub tree to use the plumb line system. To that, Abba Shaul says, no, on any tree, you can use the plumb line system. And therefore, he's going under the Sha'amah Rav Hashem, and the Mishnah is Miduyeket, Diktani, Kol Ilan Srak. What was Abba Shaul's language? Any barren tree. Now, I'amah Bishlama Aresha Ka'e Hainu Diktani Kol Ilan. Right, not only the shikma and the haruf, Kol Ilan, which is according to Abba Shaul, his language is good. What did Tanakh Kama say? On a regular field, haruf and shikma, you can go to the border. Harub and Shikma are barren trees, right? And what's the language of Abba Shaul? No, Kol Ilan Sirak. Not only Harub and Shikma, but any barren tree. But if it's going on the Sefa, no, Ilan Srak Mevele. It should have said Ilan Srak, which means, because it doesn't have to say Kol Ilan. Because Tanakh Kama said what in the Sefa? Beit HaShelachim, every tree you're able to go up to the border. And how's Abba Shaul going to argue? No, not fruit trees, only barren trees. So what is it? Kol. Just say Ilan Srak.
That is a
kol. From the fact that he said kol, it's coming to not only the trees that you said, all of them. That's only makes sense in the Resha. Because the Resha, which trees did Tanakh Kama say? Shikma and Haruv. You can go up to the border. And to that, Abba Shaul said, nah, not only those. Kol! Oh, that makes sense. But if it's going on the Sefa, let me just review the Sefa again. Tanakh Kama said Sefa, Beit HaShelachim, every tree, fruit trees, barren trees, up to the border. And what is he coming along with Abba Shaul? Kol Ilan. Where is Kol Ilan? Where is Kol? The word Kol doesn't mean. You should have just said only Ilan Srak, and not Perot. From the fact that he said Kol, must be it's going back on the Resha.